Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. This week's Earbuds newsletter and podcast are brought to us by Snoozecast. Do you have trouble going to sleep at night? Snoozecast is a free podcast designed to help you fall asleep. Join thousands of folks that are out like a light and enjoy a good night's sleep too. They tell stories, you fall asleep. It's simple. Listen to Snoozecast tonight at bedtime, wherever you listen to podcasts, or at snoozecast.com. Welcome to the show, Ear Buddies. We have another round of Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations for you this week. Excited to be back. Here is our agenda for today. No interview today. Usually we chat with somebody doing something cool in the podcast space. This week, we're going to skip that and just head on right to our podcast recommendations. But before we do, a quick note, if you're going to be at Podcast Movement in Nashville this year, August 3 through 6, we would love to hang out with you. We'd love to meet you. Please get in touch and you can find all of our contact information at the link in the show notes of this episode. And another quick note, if you know somebody in the podcast space that we should talk to for the interview section of our show, we would love to do that. If that person is you, amazing. Pitch yourself. If that person is somebody else, also amazing. Pitch them. Very excited to meet some more podcast folks. And with that, let's get started with this week's podcast recommendations from Earbuds Podcast Collective. This week's Earbuds curator is Fiona Livingston. Fiona chose the theme Arts in the Spotlight. Why did she choose it? Fiona writes, "The creative industry is always evolving and reflecting changes in society. The arts play an important role in implementing and recognizing change, raising awareness, and giving creatives a voice. It's time to show what a difference the arts can make." Here are this week's Earbuds picks from Fiona. The first episode is from the podcast The Culture Bar. And Fiona recommended the episode LGBTQ plus Awareness and Representation in the Arts. Here's a description from Fiona. The Culture Bar is an in-conversation interview show shining a light on important topics in the arts and culture sector. In this episode, three guests discuss LGBTQ plus representation in the arts, share their experiences and hopes for change. This is beautifully summarized by one of the guests. Quote, "Enrich your horizons and see that the world is much more varied than yours alone." The next episode comes from the podcast, Where's My Freaking Dressing Room? And the episode is called Injury and Illness. Here is what our curator says about this show. "This podcast gives an insight into the world of classical music and what things are really like backstage, hosted by two singers, Helen and Alex. This episode about injury and illness is particularly interesting as they are very open about their personal experiences, which is not something that's normally spoken about in the opera industry. And they also talk about how injury should not end careers." Next up, the podcast is called Stance and the episode is called Notions of Happiness. Here's what it's all about. Stance is an independent award-winning arts and culture podcast run by journalist and curator Crystal Genesis. Edited together like a magazine, Crystal waves together multiple interesting and pertinent topics into each episode. This episode addresses the psychology of happiness and visits an artist to talk about colors and emotion, an interview with a film director, and book recommendations. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Young People in the Arts, and the episode is called Postcolonial Perspectives, Rethinking the Music Curriculum. Our curator writes, "Young People in the Arts is a volunteer-run organization for young professionals at the outset of their careers in the arts industry. Here we listen to a live recording of a panel discussion about how to make the music curriculum in schools more diverse, representative, and accessible." The last recommendation of this week's theme, Arts in the Spotlight, comes from the podcast Meet Me at the Museum, and the episode is called Lem Sisse at the Foundling Museum. Here's the description. Poet and Chancellor of Manchester University, Lem Sisse, takes good friend Asif Khan along to the Foundling Museum in London, where they explore the UK's first children's home and first public art gallery. Inside, they talk to director Caro Howell about the museum's rich history and reflect on the contribution artists have made to philanthropy and social welfare over the years. Thank you to our curator, Fiona, for bringing these episodes to Earbuds Podcast Collective this week. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these podcasts and more. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want to have your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast, How Did This Get Made? Here's what it's all about. Have you ever seen a movie so bad that it's amazing? Paul Scheer, June Diane Raphael, and Jason Mantzoukas want to hear all about it. They'll watch the movie with their funniest friends and report back to you with the results. You can find How Did This Get Made wherever you get your podcasts and by searching for it on earwolf.com. That's it for this week, Earbuds. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations, of course, as well as an interview with somebody doing something cool in the podcast space. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.